With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The OPP say nobody was hurt after a large tractor-trailer fire on the 401 shut the highway down briefly early this morning. That was east of Puce Road in Lakeshore. The truck was eastbound when the driver noticed smoke, so he pulled over and disconnected the tractor from the trailer. It wasn't carrying anything dangerous, but the tractor is a write-off. The OPP picked up a couple of suspects after a break-in in Leamington last night. They were called out to a home on Mercia Road East and found the two inside. A 29-year-old man and a 58-year-old woman, both from Kingsville, face charges now. In Windsor, police say they've seized cocaine and counterfeit U.S. money while searching a home on Church Street. They also found a 12-gauge shotgun stock and ammunition. A 35-year-old man is charged. Earlier this week, we learned the man convicted of running down a Muslim family with his pickup truck in London was appealing his conviction. Not long after Nathaniel Veltman committed that act, an anti-hate bill in the Afzal family's honor was introduced in the Ontario legislature. You might wonder what happened to it. The CBC says the bill died on the order paper when the provincial election was called. The National Council of Canadian Muslims thinks it needs to be revived. It says with a surge in Islamophobic incidents, the Our London Family Act is needed more than ever. Walmart plans to introduce robots at its distribution centers in Mississauga and Cornwall within the next 5 years. They already have them in Calgary. The Canadian Press says the company sees a lot of upsides. You don't have to pay them, they don't unionize, and they've sped up the time it takes to get products to the store. But Walmart says that doesn't mean it's getting rid of its human workers. They're still needed for oversight. And Stats Canada says other companies that have brought in robots actually increase their staff. And the city of Windsor hopes to open its baseball and softball diamonds on May 4th. Other sports fields will open a week later. They're asking residents to stay off of those right now. They're doing preseason maintenance and the turf needs time to mature. In the majors tonight, the Tigers will play the Twins. Their last two games were rained out, but they do have a doubleheader tomorrow at Comerica Park. The Jays host the Rockies tonight. The Windsor Express play Kitchener-Waterloo on the road. The Raptors are in Miami and the Pistons play the Mavericks in Dallas. Lakeshore has game two tonight against Thamesford in their West final. The Canadiens won game one last night. Rain steady around 8 degrees today and very windy. We'll get some gusts of up to 80 kilometers an hour today. The rain will end this evening and it'll clear up later on tonight. Still windy though and down to 5 overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny, windy. We'll get up to 14 and 23 degrees on Sunday with maybe a shower. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.